Undocumented students from Lehman College in New York City don academic robes for a protest in the office of State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
Everybody leave.
What do we want?
Peacefully.
They're almost immediately ushered out, their protest being deemed illegal. It came at the end of a day of lobbying for passage of the New York Dream Act, legislation that would make undocumented students eligible for college loans. The day began with a chartered bus ride to the state capitol in Albany. Melissa Garcia says dire economic circumstances in her native Colombia forced her mother to come to the United States 11 years ago.
There are many undocumented youth who are brought here at early as 6 months of age. They're babies. They were not aware they were being brought. So going back is not a solution because they don't know the language, they don't know the culture, they don't know that country. This is what they call home.
What do we want?
The sponsor of New York's Dream Act, State Senator Bill Perkins, told VOA the measure would lead to enactment of the Federal Dream Act, which would grant citizenship to undocumented students.
I think it will sort of light the movement, the flame of support that will, I think, trigger similar Dream Acts throughout the country and alert the national legislature, Congress people, and the president that it's time for us to pass a Dream Act on the federal level.
The students plied the corridors of the state capitol building, reminding legislators that college graduates pay an average of $3,900 more in taxes every year than others. But aides, substituting for state representatives, appeared lukewarm. Assemblyman Stephen Engelbright expressed understanding for undocumented students, but noted,
even if they are capable of making significant contributions to this society, the initial political reaction is a negative one from some quarters.
Those quarters are the state Senate, where the Republican Party holds the majority. Many Republicans nationwide oppose assistance to illegal immigrants. The students ended their day in Albany disappointed. Their protest in the speaker's office brought no immediate result. But they rallied again the following day outside of Speaker Silver's Manhattan office, hoping he will schedule a vote on the act before the legislative session ends on June 21st. Approval would make New York the fourth state after Texas, California, and New Mexico to grant college assistance for undocumented students. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, Albany.